To gain visibility and control over your financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months from NetSuite by Oracle. Go to netsuite.com/Wall Street. That's netsuite.com/Wall Street.
This is your tech news briefing for Monday, February 27th. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Losing your phone can be one of life's most stressful moments, but a vulnerability in the security of iPhones and some other smartphones could make the situation even worse. Our personal tech columnist Nicole Nguyen joins us to explain why thieves are stealing phone passcodes and what it means for the victims. That's after these headlines. Over the weekend, Twitter conducted another round of job cuts, according to people familiar with the matter. An email sent to an employee on Saturday that the Wall Street Journal has reviewed said Twitter was cutting the person's role as part of a wider review. The exact scope of the cuts is unknown, and Twitter didn't immediately respond to a request for comment. This is the latest among thousands of staff reductions under new owner Elon Musk. Musk has made sweeping changes to the platform, including slashing costs, releasing new features, and changing content moderation policies. Sequoia Capital has started consulting outside security firms to screen some tech investments that its China arm is considering making. People familiar with the matter said the venture capital firm is looking to address potential national security concerns, and it's the first time the firm has done such screenings. It comes as Washington steps up efforts to stop American money from funding the development of sensitive technologies in China. Sequoia has a large portfolio of China investments. The people we spoke with said late last year the firm briefed U.S. officials about its plan to screen certain investments made by its Chinese arm. Swedish phone company Ericsson plans to lay off 8,500 employees worldwide, or about 8% of its workforce. The announcement came just days after the company said it would cut 1,400 jobs in Sweden. Ericsson bet big on 5G technology, but last month its CEO said the rollout had been slower than expected. North American telecoms operators have been holding off on buying new gear because of economic uncertainty. All right, coming up, losing your phone can cost you hundreds of dollars. Losing your phone and your passcode can cost you a whole lot more. We'll explain why after the break.
Here's what's trending now. You can defer payments of a full NetSuite implementation for 6 months. 33,000 companies have already upgraded to NetSuite, gaining visibility and control over their financials, inventory, HR, e-commerce, and more. February 1st through March 15th, everything you need to reduce manual processes, boost efficiency, build forecasts, and increase productivity. Whether your business generates millions or hundreds of millions of dollars, take advantage of this special financing offer of no payments or interest for 6 months at netsuite.com/Wall Street. That's netsuite.com/Wall Street.
I'm going to tell you the story of Rehan Ayaz. It was the early hours of Thanksgiving weekend last year.
I was outside a bar in New York City, and my phone was stolen out from my hands while it was unlocked. And within a few minutes, I tried doing Find My iPhone, and I was already locked out of my Apple ID.
Almost immediately, the thieves changed her Apple ID password. And the next day, she started to realize this was more than just a regular phone theft.
At that point, I realized that there were thousands of dollars stolen from my bank account in the form of Apple Cash. So I contacted my bank and I went to the police station to file a police report.
About $10,000 was stolen and an Apple credit card was also opened in her name, according to Ayaz. She's one of many people to experience this kind of life-altering theft. Our personal tech columnists, Joanna Stern and Nicole Nguyen, have been investigating how these crimes work, and what iPhone users can do to keep their information safe. Nicole is with us now to talk about this. Hi, Nicole. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Zoe. Thanks for having me.
So explain to us what's happening here. If a thief takes not only your phone, but finds your passcode, I mean, obviously they can get into your phone, but why is it so detrimental to the rest of your life?
I think typically when phones were stolen, that was sort of the end of the story. The phone was stolen and then it was wiped and then it was resold and the thief would gain cash by reselling the device. But in this case, the passcode on the iPhone gives access to the password stored in the password manager, and it also allows the thief to change the password of the Apple ID associated with the iPhone. So the Apple ID controls iCloud, App Store purchases, it's everything associated with your Apple devices. And by changing that password, you can force out other Apple devices you have in your Apple universe to log out of that Apple ID. And that way, people are completely helpless when a thief steals their phone and takes over their financial accounts because they can't remotely wipe the device. The passcode can also be used for Apple Pay, for credit cards that are stored on your phone. And usually one uses Touch ID or Face ID, but if that fails, then the passcode is the backup. So if you have credit cards stored in Apple Pay, or if you have a debit card stored in Apple Pay, that can be used to fund Apple Cash, and thieves have used Apple Cash to send money to themselves. Another element of this is that some thieves found sensitive documents like tax documents that contain social security numbers in the victim's camera rolls, and so they were able to open Venmo cards and Apple cards on their behalf.
Take us through the steps that happen here. A thief gets the phone, they get the password. What do they do next?
So my colleague Joanna and I spoke to victims all over the country, and it happens a little differently in each situation, but there is a very familiar process. These thieves cozy up to the victims and befriend them at a bar, or sometimes film them from afar inputting their passcode, and then they take the phone, and immediately the Apple ID password is changed. And the victims discover over the next several hours or several days that thousands of dollars have been drained from their bank accounts or charges have been racked up on their credit cards. And furthermore, some of these thieves are turning on what's called a recovery key. And this recovery key is this new security feature that's a 28-digit code. And according to Apple's company policies, if you cannot furnish this recovery key, if it's enabled, then you cannot get back into your account. The company does not allow you access to your Apple account. So you no longer have access to anything stored in iCloud, including text messages, photos, contacts, notes, etc.
How prevalent are these sorts of cases?
Law enforcement officials have said that this is a growing concern for them, but we don't know exactly how many types of these cases are happening across the country. What we do know is that there have been hundreds of similar cases in New York. And according to court documents, an organized group in Minnesota affected at least 40 victims.
What has Apple said about this situation?
An Apple spokeswoman has said that they sympathize with users who have had this experience and that they will continue to develop protections to keep user accounts secure, but that ultimately they believe these attacks are uncommon because they require both the theft of the device and the passcode.
Nicole, do other smartphones have similar issues?
Google's Android operating system does have a similar passcode to change the password mechanism. However, law enforcement officials told us that iPhones are the target for these thieves because of their higher resale value.
We should also note that in response, a Google spokesman said that their sign-in and account recovery policies try to strike a balance between allowing legitimate users to retain access to their accounts and keeping bad actors out. So, Nicole, I'm sure a lot of listeners are wondering, if I want to keep my phone and personal information safe, what should I be doing?
The biggest takeaway we hope readers have of this piece is to strengthen their passcode. Longer passcodes are harder to what's called shoulder surf. They're harder to snoop. So if you don't have a 6-digit passcode that's complex, and 1111111 does not count. So long and complex passcodes are the key. And if you can, enable screen time protections, the same kind of parental control that adults use with their children, to prevent Apple account changes on your device without a separate screen time passcode.
All right, that's our personal tech columnist, Nicole Nguyen. Thanks for joining us, Nicole.
Thanks, Zoe.
And that's it for today's Tech News Briefing. If you want more tech stories, check out our website, wsj.com. And if you like our show, please rate and review it You can do that wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Zoe Thomas for The Wall Street Journal. Thanks for listening.
The Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast puts you close to the people breaking the news from around the world.
Over half the population are in acute need of food.
And close to home.
The red hot housing market is starting to slow down.
Uncovering facts.
These investments call into question some of the federal government's activity.
And diving into markets.
Of course, a lot of money exiting the stock market, which is like...
Get it all twice a day in less than 15 minutes. Navigate your world with What's News.